Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Scores of people pray the Apostles' Creed and affirm, "I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth." But when the lights are out and they lay awake thinking about their lives, they're not at all certain that if they died, they would really go to heaven. Oh, they know the language okay. They've memorized the creeds. They go through the motions, but they wonder way down inside. Frankly, what they lack is assurance. Dr. Guy Duffield talks about this very issue. "Tell me I know I am born again." He believes there are five major categories for uncertainty. 1, some folks try to earn their salvation, and they can never be sure if they have done enough to cover the debt of their sin. 2, others think they are okay when in reality they have never been born again. 3, some have failed to deal with sin in their lives, so they're off balance, unsure, uncertain. 4, some really don't believe what God says in His Word. They are the ones who haven't settled the issue of authority, so they really don't take the words of Scripture seriously. And 5, some folks think that you have to wait until Judgment Day to know if you've stacked up enough good points to make the grade. Now, let's go back and analyze these 5 issues which may help you, once and for all, settle the question that confronts you. Salvation, says Guy Duffield, is not a reward for good deeds. God has said, "Even our best actions are filthy through and through." Now, if this is a picture of your righteousness, what must the Lord think of our sins? "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," says Paul, writing to the Romans. No, you are not saved through obeying or trying to obey God's commandments, and it's equally impossible to obtain assurance of salvation by your own good conduct. Salvation is by grace alone. That is God's free, unearned, and undeserved favor. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one could boast, said Paul. Others have no assurance that they are born again because they've never dealt with the issue of sin. They would like to overcome their guilt. They certainly want to improve their self-esteem. Yes, they want to think positive thoughts will make them succeed over their detractors. God knows they really want to be happy, so they attach religion to their lives. But it no more changes them inside than putting on a clown costume will take away a bad cold. It's been my experience that if someone is living with something which he or she knows clearly to be wrong, say an immoral relationship, a drug problem, anything which they know is not right before God, this person is never sure of how he or she stands with God. Still others don't really accept the authority of the Bible, which says, "If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Now they know that others believe that. They would like to believe it, but they find it hard to accept. They think, in the world of today, this just doesn't make sense. If you're like that, you have to understand God will not lie to you. What He said, He meant. One last thought. God wants you to know that you have eternal life now. And if you don't have this assurance, you're missing something very, very important. You need it, and you can have it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.